Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, November the 20th, 325th day of the new year, or the eve of Turkey Day.
That's right.
So I guess all good turkeys are...
running for cover.
Yeah. I was going to say something stupid like clucking for cover, but that didn't make any more sense. So
actually, they're thawing right now instead of running for cover.
Yeah, they're just kind of oozing in the sink, this afternoon, it's not going to be a cooking show. We will talk a little bit about winter preparedness, as we got a little bit of a glimpse of that this morning. Some of the do's and the don'ts and things that we should have taken care of, or the things that we're happy that we did take care of. And also, we will revisit Halloween.
Revisit Halloween.
There we go. You probably would like to recant Halloween and some of the things that happened, but... We can't do that physically, so we're not going to try.
They canceled it in New Jersey. I think that was a pretty good idea, maybe, for other states to follow.
And what is it, All Devil's Day and or night in Detroit? That was also taken care of. But we'll talk about what Arcade is dealing with and what they may have to do about it when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Let's see. What kind of quote do we want? I don't have a Thanksgiving quote, I don't think.
It should be a weather quote.
There's a diet quote. Would that work?
Well, that'd be good for after Thanksgiving, but people could be prepared and kind of start doing
There's one ready. For hostess. We don't know yet about that situation, the required meeting.
They're in mediation now.
Yeah, required, and if it doesn't happen tonight, plug gets pulled and Twinkies get sold to somebody other than hostess.
I wonder when they're meeting if they have a plate of Twinkies on the table for everybody to
Them with? Instead of the garden hose on the feet, they're going to get Twinkies on the face?
Actually, I always preferred the cherry pies over the Twinkies.
That's what I was talking with my brother about that. He liked the fruit pies. I like the apple one because it had the little bit of cinnamon in it.
My mother would always put it in my lunch pail, but boy, we don't dare put that in our kids' lunch because we would be, the school would probably call the child welfare service now, I guess.
Yeah, well, anymore, bring it on. Bring it on. Right.
Supposedly unhealthy, but. It sure did me
good.
Wasn't
a Twinkie supposed to be able to survive a nuclear explosion or some goofy
Apparently,
thing like that?
It's got several lives.
Yeah, good.
Interesting advertising campaign.
Yeah.
Sticking points.
Beyond the detonation, we're there for you. Our quote this afternoon, this comes from Carrie Snow. I prefer Hostess fruit pies to pop-up toaster tarts because they don't require so much cooking.
Well, you see, there's someone that shares my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that whole thing. It'll be very interesting to see how that plays out this afternoon, or I guess tonight. Yeah, I guess it'll probably be in a couple of minutes or so.
Well, I think it's 18,000 jobs, so I think that they're going to...
Well, in a stupid play that was made, come on, guys, Have you heard about the health food craze?
Yeah.
Gee, that might have some impact on desserts. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But there's nothing like when you're camping... roasting Wonder Bread over the fire.
I thought it was going to be another use for Twinkie.
No. Twinkie
got
this.
Get rid of the cream filling, put a stick in there. Oh, yeah, that'll score points with the kids. Wonder Bread? You toast Wonder Bread?
You have to take Wonder Bread when we go camping. Or white. I don't know if we can even get it here anymore, but that's what I remember growing up is you get one of those little things you can hold over the fire, that holds a piece of toast.
It's kind of like the fish toast, barbecue thing.
Yeah, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
That's a camping requirement, when we...
I heard something on Boards this morning. He said, Wonder Bread, Eight Ways for Health or something is how it started, or Eight Ways to Make Your Body Stronger. Then they came out and there was 10 ways. And his comment was, they find some body parts they'd forgotten.
What was it? Helps build bodies.
Yeah, eight ways.
Eight ways?
Now it's 10 ways.
10 ways, yeah.
So he was wondering if they found some extra body parts.
Well, I think we've known, we know now every bit of Wonder Bread trivia.
We haven't even moved into zingers yet, though.
We haven't even
We'll see if we can just incorporate those during the program. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, what was this morning like with the rain? Did you see any of the creeks jump up big time?
Yes.
Anything overflow?
Nothing overflowed in Arcata, but we have some very full creeks, and water drainage is a big issue that our public works staff and environmental work services staff works on year around. So. I could tell. I went out and looked at. As you pointed out, I have my boots on today, so I've been out looking at creeks today.
Yeah, you weren't walking too deep though,
and
bud. Those barely clear the ankle. It's not like you've got the waders or anything.
Well,
I
play the Marlon Perkins role. I stay up in the dry and let the
Jim will go down and
I'll stay in the helicopter while the heater on. But
right.
But our crews work year round really on getting. In fact, a couple of weeks ago we had a high rock crew taking down some vegetation on West End Road, and it's a year round thing because you know we can't of course run backhoes in the ditches anymore.
That's right. We're not like Colorado.
So we have to do it by hand, and it's a labor intensive, very expensive thing. So we work it basically year round, and I know it's paying off because we're not have the flooding that we've had in past years.
How much extra does it cost to have hand crews do it instead of doing it the way that you could do it?
Well,
you're not going to go through.
That's a two-pronged answer because the high rock crew gives a very good price for the city. But it's just not as effective as if you could just get in there with the backhoe like they did back in the 50s and 60s. The water just wants to go downhill, and there's a lot of plant debris that clogs those channels, and there's a lot of critters living in there that are protected by law now. So we have to go in.
Do you have that many endangered species living inside the city of Arcata?
Well, I don't think they're endangered.
Other than the conservative Republican?
Well, I don't know if either one are endangered species, but it's the four-legged kind.
It just feels that way, man.
It's the four-legged kind.
Yeah, but are there endangered species within the city?
I don't know if they're endangered, but they're protected. It's the salamanders and all of those things.
KINS, fine. News and information time, it's 3:19.
Hi, this is Eric from Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai. You know, I think a lot of people forget that we have a great selection of used cars available. We might not have the inventory that some of the larger dealerships do, but I know our quality used cars stack up against anybody else's in the county. Plus the fact, if we don't have something on our lot, come on in, see us, and we can probably find it for you. We have a quality selection of some very nice used cars, what most people were looking for. But again, if we don't have it on our lot, we can probably find it for you at Northwood Chevrolet Hyundai.
Hi, my name is Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, and I invite you to come down. We're open from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock at night for your shopping convenience. Closed Sundays to be with family. And as my dad used to say, don't bring much money. You won't need it. That's Northwood Hyundai, 7th and D, Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Arcata City Manager, or at least he was before he began this little program, Randy Mendoza.
I'm trying my hand at advertising here. I guess I should keep my day job. I'm not doing very good for the hostess company.
Yeah, Sales are only increasing slightly, huh? Yeah, the eBay.
Right.
Oh, gee. Yeah, it would. I don't know. I mean, a ding dong was okay, but I wouldn't pay $3 for one.
Is that what they're going for now?
Or more. I've heard Twinkies are at $5. You get a box for a couple $100. It's like, boy, these guys are going to be so disappointed if they sell it and somebody's making Twinkies again.
Well, since we're on the subject and we're digressing so much, you know that the Mother's Cookie Company went out of business for a while, and I actually grabbed some of those Mother's Cookies, my favorite Mother's Cookies, and kept them in a cupboard, and I was going to give them to my dad because it was his favorite for a Christmas gift. And then somehow Mother's Cookies reappeared, and it wasn't a very good gift. So,
but Dad still appreciated it, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah, okay. His stale cookies, they were stale by the time I gave them to him.
Do you remember when they had the cookie outlet factory just north of Ukiah?
Yeah, Denison's Cookies.
Yeah.
That's what it was called. Yes. Yeah. You get broken
cookies.
Did
you buy the tubs?
Yes. Absolutely.
That was the coolest thing for the couple years I was going to Humboldt.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get kids from the Bay Area or L.A., and they have a clue. All of a sudden, you show them the five-gallon tub of cookies.
Mrs. Denison's
cookies.
You
were hot stuff for a while.
Yes. They were good.
Yeah, I like the orange and white ones.
Yeah.
Those were my guys. You seem to want to keep steering it to Halloween and treats and that kind of stuff, and I want to keep doing water, though.
Well, let's go back to water.
Let's finish water in this segment, and we'll talk about the goodies after.
Then we'll dewater.
How long does it take for the drainage for Jolly Giant Creek and the other small creeks in Arcata to flush through? The rain we got this morning, let's see, what, it ended around 10 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
How long before that impact is flushed through and into the bay?
It depends on how long it rains, because sometimes it's days before that water drains out. And if it's a short period of rain, then it has time to go through. But the water moves very slow. And in some areas, it doesn't move very well at all. And
because of sedimentation or?
And gravity.
Well, I understand gravity, yeah, and gradients. Yes. I got that part, yeah.
Yes, and the big problem is, like, for instance, driveways. You know, the culverts that, you know, clog up very easily throughout the year. So our crews have been trying to clear out those culverts, and it's helpful too, you know, for people that have driveways to, you know, they could even work on their culverts themselves and blow those out to
keep
the water going.
Isn't that the responsibility of the property owner?
Well, I suppose it is, but then as the city, we try to, it has a dynamic impact, you know, upstream. So we really try to.
Certainly, but I would think if you don't want your lawn flooded, you would make sure that there wasn't.
Well, these are mostly industrial areas that they're going through. There are some areas that
I was seeing more ranch.
Right, yeah, down towards off of Winsong, there's some in that area. There's some residences there, and those are all in the floodplain, and they're built for floodplain. You know,
but just make sure the teddy bear doesn't go for a swim.
Well, yeah, you know, there's an opening in the bottom underneath the house, so the water's supposed to go through. You know,
whoosh.
Yeah.
How do you, in something like this, Randy, how do you know if it's going to continue? I know we got the Weather Service folks, okay, and not that Troy and Nancy aren't getting you the information, but let's say that thunderstorm or thunder shower or whatever we're going to call that thing that happened in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Let's say it ran for 3 hours. You know, the system stalled, and it was wet, and it unloaded. So now we got issues. We don't have issues like Seattle has. We don't have issues like the East Coast have, but we got issues.
Right.
How long does it take something like that, 2-3 inches in a day or a short condensed window, how long does it take before you really know what the damage is?
Well, my most recent experience was the winter storm of 2005, and that's what we called it. And we had high wind and high tide and heavy rain for really a period of maybe 30 minutes, I think, if memory serves me right. And we were digging out from that a month, 2 months later. And we had massive power outages and trees falling down. And so we declared a local emergency within a couple hours after that storm.
Can you use volunteers in that kind of a setting?
It depends. We can under certain circumstances, but we are responsible for them. And I think what we always tell people is when we have a storm, you know, take care of your family first. You know, even our employees. You know, make sure your family is safe, and then if you are available, then check in with wherever the incident is being managed, and offer your services.
So. Around the corner kind of thing, or do you want a bunch of people going to like City Hall or the Chamber or the fire station or the police station to see if they can help.
Maybe after the event is a day or two old. Right, initially I think that the staff is going to be too busy, probably. So help your neighbor, help your family, and then if it's a big event and it's a couple of days old, like now, I think in Hurricane Sandy, there's volunteers that are coming in and are being very helpful to individuals.
KINS News and Information Times 3:30.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. The North Coast Repertory Theater's 29th season has six treats for its audiences. By next summer, it will have presented two musicals, two comedies, one contemporary drama, and a Shakespeare classic at its theater in downtown Eureka. Now playing is Anything Goes, a revival of a musical about antics on an ocean liner featuring Cole Porter's timeless music. Coming in January is American Buffalo, a revival of a Broadway drama about three small-time crooks who plan to steal a coin collection. Shakespeare's The Tempest comes in March, followed by Next to Normal, a musical with a contemporary score. The season wraps up with a comedy titled The Allergist's Wife. For details about the North Coast Rep season, visit their website, www.ncrt.net. That's www.ncrt.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and activities that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza.
Yes.
Da-na-na-na. I was waiting for the musical accompaniment, but I guess they went out to lunch also. Maybe they got nailed in the flood. Well, the great flood of the morning of November 20th,
yeah.
2012.
Well,
that's what we're naming things.
I don't know that we had a flood. I think Arcata is good, but we would have had a
soppy feet.
If that rain had gone for an hour or so, we would have had an incident probably.
How long? How do you monitor the water system so you know when you're getting close to issues with the water plant?
Well, it's called SCADA, and it's an acronym. I don't recall what that means, but we do have a SCADA system that monitors our water flows and our tank levels, and it notifies us, it sends out warning notices if there's a problem. But it's interesting that our wastewater treatment plant on a day where we have rain can process up to eight times the amount of water that it does on a dry day. And we're talking in millions of gallons. So it's a major, major thing.
I bet you they don't have that capacity in the desert.
They probably don't.
It'd be called severe overbuild, I think.
Yeah, but it's a big issue for us because it requires extra pumping. You know, cost to pump, and of course there's the ever danger if we go past our capacity that we'll have a discharge into the bay, and that of course affects the oyster fishery and causes the city to get fines. And you know, been very good for a long time on that, but those are things that we pay very close attention to.
Probably wouldn't help with the crabs either.
Probably not.
Yeah. What a disappointment that is, huh, this year?
Well, yeah, but...
I would still have crab, but not to be able to see the local guys take advantage
of it.
Yeah,
it is.
I remember talking when Dwayne Riggi was in Fortuna, and we were talking about the fountains, the street fountains. Now, you guys see them as manhole covers gushing water, but most of us see them as fountains. He said something, and I don't recall what the fine level is, but every time you see one of those, it's supposed to be reported, and if it's reported, it has a specific figure with it that you guys have to budget, and it's there, and it's a non-negotiable. What is that amount when we see one of those happening?
I don't recall the amount, but they're called MMPs, or mandatory minimum penalties. And those are assessed by the Regional Water Quality Control Board, and they are enforcing the Federal Clean Water Act. So, and we are obligated to report ourselves, and we do report ourselves because that's the law, and we are obligated to do so. But we don't have too many of those, thankfully. We know the locations where we might have some problems, and when we have rain, we get our crews out. We actually have two vacuum trucks.
You cover now. Those pipes up? Don't worry about it.
We actually have two vacuum trucks that
park
we...
Park the truck on it?
Well, we vacuum out the manhole so that it doesn't overflow before it has a chance to overflow or we'll bring out a septic service, and it does. We've avoided some of those MMPs being able to get at those locations early.
They are pretty good tags, though, aren't they?
They are. I don't know. They're depending on the amount of we have to estimate the amount of liquid that's discharged, and I don't recall. It's maybe 10 or 15,000 per incident is the problem.
So how much do you have set aside in your budget for that? $100,000?
No, 50? No. I don't recall how much, but we don't have that many because we really work hard at avoiding them. So I don't. I don't think that that's a line item. I don't think MMPs
super
are a line
glue
item.
And a little.
When we have to pay them, we pay them, but it probably comes out of reserves.
Oh, that'd be yucky.
Because yeah, we don't plan MMPs. We work to avoid them.
I appreciate that. I suppose we could come up with some kind of fancy acronym, but I'm not going to spend the effort. Halloween. Yes. Snafu could probably be a good acronym that would work there if you know what that is short for. Congratulations. If you don't, look it up. We're not going to say it on air. Halloween seems to be one of those burrs, I guess would be the simplest way, on the plaza for you, for the police, for the fire, and I would imagine for a lot of the merchants. How did this past Halloween go and compare to the preceding couple?
Well, the early part, when the kids were out on the plaza, was great. It was fantastic. The businesses had a huge amount of kids that showed up for the trick-or-treating. It was a wonderful, festive atmosphere. The problem that we've had is later in the evening, after people kind of take on all that liquid courage, and the kids are home in bed, and then crazy things happen, and this year, we could not allow a repeat that we had last year. Last year on the plaza, it looked like a hurricane had gone through there. And there were maybe a dozen police officers there that were just totally overwhelmed. And it created a huge public safety concern. It also exposed our employees to significant dangers. And so this year, we just could not allow that. People climbing on the statue, it looks like great fun, but that statue is over 100 years old. It's hollow and it's loose at the base, and you know, people could fall off and be seriously injured or killed. We can't allow that. So this year we put barricades around the statue, and we had police officers out there to prevent a reoccurrence of what took place last year.
You couldn't do like grease them?
We talked about that. We talked about that. I actually called our insurance company and I said, "Hey, how about if we put some of that clear grease on there? Would you go for that?" And I got to
keep the birds off.
I got the thumbs down. Of course, it would probably the statue's bronze, so if you grease it, it'd probably turn it a pink
nice
or something.
Lovely patina.
Yeah. So
some of the more logical approaches just don't seem to fly, huh?
Well, not when people. It started to become a. It seemed like a paradigm for people, young people in Humboldt County, to come to Arcata on New Year's Eve and Halloween, and take that liquid courage and just party to the extent to where outside the box partying, I guess it would be a nice way of saying it.
That's right, because you can't have wine boxes on the plaza, can you?
Correct.
Okay. KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Randy Mendoza.
Hi, Meredith here from Don's Rental. At Don's Rental, we pride ourselves in being old-fashioned, like standing by our promise to give customers more than they ask for. But old-fashioned doesn't mean out of date. We have the largest selection of the most modern tools and equipment in the area. If there is a tool that makes completing a job faster, smoother, or easier, we buy it. Because providing the latest equipment is our old-fashioned commitment to our customers. Now, if I could only teach Russ how to check his email. Don's Rental.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:45. We're back with Randy Mendoza. Randy, Halloween, is it time to shut? If there was an incident in front of a bar and the person had been a patron, the bar is at risk.
Correct.
Okay. Does that liability also apply to a liquor store?
It could if it was attributed to the liquor store. The problem to the Arcata Plaza, though, is that you have there's like a couple of dozen licensed ABC establishments within a block. So how can you hold one responsible over the others?
Couldn't, but could you shut down the plaza and say it's going to get shut down at 10:30? The Halloween trick-or-treating goes until 10. We'll be able to clean her up, and then the barricades come up. And it's lights out, boys.
Yeah, I suppose, but that would affect several businesses there that would probably...
You don't think the fights are? Or, I know, spending a little bit of time with your police chief, one of the cops took one in the face, a bottle.
Yes.
That doesn't affect business and impact things? I mean, at some point... You know, chaos is chaos.
Yes, even though that there were 35 police officers, we had agency assists from the other Humboldt County agencies, there was still one of our police officers received a very serious injury when a bottle was thrown out of the crowd. Another person received a broken jaw from a fight. A CHP unit had a window kicked out of it. Yes, I mean, it's this...
mob mentality.
Well, and I think it's a relatively small group of young people that just seem to come to want to fight. And I don't know what this phenomena is, but it's this thing for fighting in public that and the alcohol seems to give them liquid courage to do so.
So why not either set up a boxing ring and let them go at it, or, as we talked about with the 420, have a little hose exercise for the fire department.
Well,
and
there's
take care of, I mean, I
think that in Arcata there's a lot of talk from folks that are interested in having alternatives, and so you may see some alternatives next year, but we didn't have many this year to that, and I'm not sure how the alternatives will affect the folks that just like to fight.
Do other college towns experience similar dynamics?
Yes, they do. And Chico is one that comes to mind that they've had very similar problems, only on a much larger scale.
Well, yeah, they shut down Pioneer Week.
Right. And Halloween's a problem in Chico, has been a problem as well.
Davis?
I don't know about Davis, but...
Because Humboldt doesn't really have a partying image like Chico does.
Right. But Chico, we've talked with people, in the officials in Chico, and have... looked at some of their strategies to try to change this paradigm that has started to take place here.
Easy fix or little push, little push, little push, little push, and then you finally push it out?
I think we're well on our way to a fix. I think our police department has done well at keeping people off the plaza. I think that at least off the statue, you know, the plaza is open, you know, people are welcome to come out on the plaza. They just can't climb the statue. And if we could just change that to where people don't think of it anymore or plan it, they're going to do it, then I think a couple of years and we'll be back in a more manageable atmosphere there.
Yeah, it'll probably become in vogue to start climbing the trees.
Well, they already do climb the trees. But
successfully?
Well, I don't know. I haven't heard of anybody. kids like to climb
the
trees
fronds,
during farmer's market. But yeah, we can't. We just can't consciously let people do that.
Understand. Well, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Brian.
Whatever condition your turkey is in this afternoon.
Well, it's
with Twinkie or without.
Our turkey should be thawing.
All right. We've been talking shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.